I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we give you a teaser of the 2026 racing season at the Knoxville Raceway and beyond. Last Saturday, we aired our first Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show on KNIA. If you missed it and want to listen to it its entirety, you can check out the on-demand section on the KNIA mobile app. On the show, Mike Roberts and I talked to Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed about opening night and why there is no excuse not to be there on April 18th.
But if you want an excuse, came out earlier this month, it's a big excuse that you need to be at opening night. This is it.
Yeah, there's really no excuse not to be there. Craig Ford with Pella Motors, he's been a great partner, great to work with, and he's we've been talking about this deal for a couple of years with him. You know, he's like, hey, let's just have the grandstand free, you know, and I'm like, well, we have to do a little, you know, some work and negotiating on that. But I reached out to Craig again here a month or so ago, whatever it was, and we had a couple of meetings, and we were able to do that deal. And, yeah, so April 18th, the grandstand is going to be free to all ages, anybody. So I encourage anybody that is a normal race fan to come and try to round up 10 people, you know, just to bring whether they're fans that used to come to Knoxville and haven't been there for a lot of years or have never been there. I mean, this is going to be the perfect opportunity to get there. It's not going to cost you anything to get in, and hopefully we'll have a good time and get you to come back.
That's Knoxville Raceway General Manager Jason Reed talking about the free admission night at the Knoxville Raceway. We also talked with 2025 Knoxville Raceway 410 track champion Austin McCarl about his plans for this year and how far off the porch he might get.
Let's talk about 2026 real quick. I know in 2025 the plan was go out on the road and see how we're doing out there, see how things are going. A couple of small hiccups in there. Had some health concerns with the team owner there for most of the year last year. So you guys kind of focused on Knoxville again once everything started to settle down. Knoxville, you had a great run. Now, I've known you long enough that you're not going to agree with me because you only had one win at the end of the season. But you were so consistent, it was unbelievable. That part had to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, racing, you know, getting beat by the 10 car, I've been watching a lot of videos quite a bit this year, was definitely not fun. But, yeah, I mean, obviously they had an amazing year and I had amazing speed all year, and Ryan does a great job driving. So, I felt like we just needed to be a tick better on some nights. And, I mean, yeah, I think it was a great year. I would definitely wish I would have won more. I think 9 or 10 second places, not just at Knoxville, but I mean, there's, you know, so many if, ands, and buts, you know, if, ands, and buts are candy nuts, be Christmas every day. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting the year going and down here in Florida. I think I put a schedule together. There's a lot of racing around the Midwest. It's, I think I had 90 races on my schedule. So we'll just see kind of, you know, how the weather plays out and, you know, how, you know, we're sitting in the middle of the summer. But for 2026, we're kind of basically going to do the same thing as we did last year. Go to Vegas and start with the high limit guys and just head out west to be as close to Country Builders and California as we can. And then once Knoxville gets back going again, we'll focus on that. Maybe even, I say it every year, but I think this year we're going to probably really focus on some Q-sits too. Just there's so many outlaw shows up there and it pays pretty good and things like that. And just trying to get some more races in too. So,
right.
It's going to be definitely going to be a busy summer. I'm really looking forward to getting it going.
Pretty fair to say that McCarl will be in Knoxville on most nights, but depending how the start of the season goes, if those plans will change. Next was reigning pro sprints champion Jay Kinder. He recounts the story of how he and his dad decided to run at Knoxville for the first time in their careers.
You got in a sprint car in 1998 in a 360. What year did you venture up here? I don't remember.
I believe the first year we ran up there was in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd have been 2011, 10 or 11 now that I think about that. But we had a 305 class down here, but we had to run carburetors. We couldn't run fuel injection.
Sure.
And we had a rain out and got to talking, and I'd always wanted to race up there, and Dad was kind of leery of it just because of how big the place is. And, you know, our engine just wasn't built for a big half mile like that, plus carburetor and all that stuff.
Right.
And we had a rain out, and we were driving home. And I want to say we were on I-70 up almost to Columbia. And I said, you know, we could just head north and go to Knoxville instead of heading south and going home. And somehow we ended up in Knoxville. So had an amazing night, qualified terrible, like I usually do. Most nights I don't qualify that great, but ended up running third that night. Got to tech line, and John McCoy had us pull the hood off. And he looked at us, and he said, "Is that a carburetor?" Yeah. We all just kind of laughed and said, "Yeah, that's what we have to run around home. We don't get fuel injection." He said, "I think it's all right. Just put the hood back on."
There you go.
So easy tech anyway.
The decision would propel Kinder to have one of the great careers in 305 Pro Sprints at the Knoxville Raceway. Finally, we talked to one of the Knoxville Raceway legends, a driver turned official, and how Skip Jackson ditched the fire suit for the official shirt.
You got white hair. I got no hair since then. But you would sneak in every once in a while and come and visit in the pits. Caught you with Brooke Tatton one night just talking and some other things. No big deal. Back then, you and AJ would come in. AJ, we ended up snagging him and working him at the racetrack. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if I just woke up or what, but you're wearing an official's shirt for Knoxville Raceway. How did you go from championship driver to I'm going to step back, now I'm working there every Saturday night, every race night, I should say? How'd that happen?
Well, what happened is at the end of 2010, I was getting ready to get everything ready for 2011. Then everything changed at home, and I had to adapt to all kinds of situations that happened at the same time. And for the next several years, my kids took my priority.
Right,
and,
absolutely.
And I came to the races and hung out and see my friends and stuff, but it wasn't really a part of it. And then one night, I think it was like 2021, I think it was, I stayed with Mike Prophet when I was here in 92, my first full year here. So I kind of owed him a favor because I stayed at his house. He had knee surgery. So 30 years later, I had to repay the favor.
So he's out with knee surgery in 21 and...
And he said, "Can you just come and help me?
Right.
Because I can't walk anywhere. You might have to drive me around." And I said, "Sure." So I helped him for a little bit, and I kept on helping, I guess.
I got to say, it's like, kind of like the mafia. When you come in, you can't leave type thing. You know,
something like that.
So now you are in the tech area all the time. Do you have an official title?
Helper.
Helper. Yeah, that's the way it was.
Well, because John's the boss. Mike's in charge. Mike covers everything in the pits. John looks over everything, and I help them too.
There's likely not a more respected person in the pits than Skip Jackson. Well, that was last week. Tune in this Saturday on KNIA at 11 a.m. or 7 p.m. for part two of the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show. This week, we talked to Knoxville Weekly driver Carson McCarl, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Executive Director Bob Baker, 2025 Knoxville 360 Track Champion Tasker Phillips, and World of Outlaws Champion David Gravel. I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.